Chapter 31. Ajata Shatru Kata Maitra Hutagni.
Ajata Shatru Kata Maitra Hutagni.
Vipranat tva tilago bhumi rukmai. Viham pradishto guru vandanaya. Na cha pasyat pitarau shaubalincha. Jata shatru krita maitra hutagni. Vipranatvati lago bhumi rukmai. Viham pravishto guru vandanaya. Na cha pasyat pitarau shaubalincha. Ajata shatru krita maitro hutagni. Vipramna pati lago bhumi rukmai. Viham pravishto guru vandanaya. Na cha pasyat pitarau shaubalincha. Jata shatru krita maitra hutagni. Bhavishto guru vandanaya. Nachapa shapitara prabalincha. Jatrukita ikra hutagni. Viprana parki lago bhumi rukmai.
Viham pravishto
guru vandanaya.
Viham
pravishto guru vandanaya. Nacha pasyat pitarau shaubalincha. Shatru kita maitra hutagnar. Viprana pati lago bhumi rukmai. Viham bhavishto guru vandanaya. Pasat pitarau shaubalincha. Chapter Shatru Krita Maitra Hutagni. Satrukita maitra hutagni. Viprana pati lago bhumi rukmai. Viham pravishto guru vandanaya. Na cha pasyat pitarau shaubalincha. Ajata, never born. Shatru, enemy. Krita, having performed. Maitra, worshipping demigods. Huta Agnihi, and offering fuel in the fire. Vipram, the Brahmanas. Natva, offering obeisances. Tila Go Bhumi Rukmai. Along with grains, cows, land, and gold. Griham, within the palace. Pravishta, having entered into Guru Vandanaya. for offering respect to the elderly members. Cha. Also. Apasya. Si. Pitarao. His uncles. Shobalin. Yandai. Cha. Also. Translation. Maharaj Yudhisthira, whose enemy was never born, performed his daily morning duties by praying, offering fire sacrifice to the sun god, and offering obeisances, grains, cows, land, and gold to the Brahmanas. He then entered the palace to pay respects to the elderly. However, he could not find his uncles or aunt, the daughter of King Subal. Maharaj Yudhisthira was the most pious king because he personally practiced daily the pious duties for the householders. The householders are required to rise early in the morning, and after bathing, they should offer respects to the deities at home by prayers, by offering fuel in the sacred fire, by giving the brahmanas in charity, land, cow, grain, gold, etc., and at last offering to the elderly members due respects and obeisances. One who is not prepared to practice injunctions prescribed in the Shastras cannot be a good man simply by book knowledge. Modern householders are practiced to different modes of life, namely to rise late, then take bed tea, that should be the worst thing they do. The worst thing they do. No, but they do a lot worse. He's talking about the good ones. They might be lying in bed shooting drugs in their arms or in their neck. Anyway, might not get out of bed for a month straight. Okay. They have practiced the different modes of life, rising late to take bed tea without any sort of cleanliness and without any purificatory practices as mentioned above. The household children are taken to practice what the parents practice. Therefore, the whole generation glides toward hell. Narake shucho. Nothing good can be expected from them unless they associate with sadhus. Like Dhritarashtra, the materialistic person may take lessons from a sadhu like Vidura and thus be cleansed of the effects of modern life. Maharaj Yudhisthira, however, could not find in the palace his two uncles, namely Dhritarashtra and Vidura, along with Gandhari, the daughter of Subala. He was anxious to see them, therefore asked Sanjaya, the private secretary of Dhritarashtra. Radha Krishna Varam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakam Hey Krishna Kuna Sindhau Dina Bandho Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Rara Kanta Namaskate Banchikaupatru Vyashtya Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavane Go Vaishna De Go Namo Nama. So verse Ajata Shatru Kata Maitro Hutagni Vipranatva Tilago Bhumi Rukmai Grihan Pravishto Guru Vandanaya Nachatmasya Pitaro Shobalincha. Maharaj Yudhisthira, whose enemy was never born, performed his daily morning duties by praying, offering fire sacrifice to the sun god, offering obeisance, grain, cows, land, and gold to the Brahmanas. He then entered the palace to pay respects to the elderly. However, he could not find his uncle or aunt, the daughter of King Subala. So here, in just this one verse, we could learn a lot about the Vedic culture, or the ideal culture, as Prabhupada's saying in the purport. the purificatory practices, the household children are taken to practice what the parents practice, therefore the whole generation glide toward hell. Nothing good can be expected from them unless they associate with sadhus. And so Prabhupada was the sadhu. He came to the West where there were, you could say, no sadhus, a sadhu, without any sadhu. So Prabhupada being a very powerful person, and he's presenting all the details. Sometimes people get upset because Prabhupada was so strict, even if you read it. It sounds more strict than if you actually were with Prabhupada, because you don't get a certain mood doesn't come. Luckily, we have the videos, you can see it, and we have the history. But if you read this, then most people will think, wow, this is really heavy. What am I supposed to do here, you know, offer this and all these things? Of course, we don't do, but we do go to the temple. We may not have deities at home. In fact, Prabhupada stressed that people should, the devotees, initiated, anybody should go to the temple and perform all these duties. No need to do at home. At home, we do it also, but, and some people just stay at home and do that. So then you have an empty temple. That wasn't the idea. But Maharaj Yudhisthira, he earned this title, the Ajatashatru. Ajatashatvasantu, Sarvasaru Bhushana. So many times it will talk about this idea of what the devotee has no enemy. And Ajata literally means not born. His enemy was never born. So the devotee doesn't feel inimical. Sohrada, Sadhavo. He's Sohrada. He takes everyone as his family member. Have all these sayings in the Bhagavatam about that. Suhrida sarvabhutanam. Suhrida means, Prabhupada said, not only regular friend, Prabhupada said, definition is of a regular friend is Maitra. That you do something, I do something, we reciprocate. But this type of suhrida means that, like the mother, even if the child goes off, he doesn't take offense. He doesn't consider, like the Panchatattva. They don't see patra patra vicha nahi stana stan. They don't see those who are eligible, who are to take the mercy, those who are ineligible. They're simply giving freely. So this is the definition. This is why he's a Jatashatru, especially during the Rajasuya sacrifice. There's a whole chapter in the Krishna book about Yudhisthira and how, it's a summary, you can read super unbelievable detail in the Mahabharata, which how Yudhisthira received all the different guests, and Krishna was washing the feet of the guests, and Bhima was taking charge of the cooking, and Nakula and Sahadev, they were in charge of storing and distributing, and Draupadi, like there's so many things they were doing very humbly, although he was the emperor of the world. So everyone loved him for that. He had no enemy. But it's described there was one enemy. At Duryodhana, he became inimical. Seeing this, you know, in the this last bath that they take, and everyone was described there, they're playing, I don't can't even describe how they're squirting each other, and everyone was ecstasy, even family members and outside people. What they were doing was amazing in that, at the end of the Rajasuya. And everyone was remunerated, given so many gifts. So everyone was loving Yudhisthira. There was no problem Yudhisthira, ideal person. But Duryodhana was feeling quite envious, because he's the emblem, he's the criteria, we should say, for envy. And he really didn't like the palace that the Maya, the Donovan Maya, they created. And in that palace, there were so many tricky things, like the floor could appear like water. So he thought he was walking on the solid marble, but he fell in the water. It was quite a little trick. And all the queens, and Krishna's queens were also in the palace at that time, during Rajasuya. And so when Duryodhana fell in the water, everyone, especially the girls, were laughing their heads off.
So Yudhishthira was like trying to like, you know, no. He was so non-envious, he didn't even want to offend Duryodhana, who was such a wrathful demon from beginning to end. But he was like that, and Krishna said, it is good, you know. Krishna's arranging him. So he looked at laughing, that's good. Duryodhana deserves it. Yudhishthira was always feeling this mood, like Parikshit Maharaj, we're just reading about Parikshit Maharaj, he was thinking that I performed this non-Vedic, this non-Brahminical activity. I put a snake on this sadhu, this sage. Therefore, I deserve my whole kingdom to burn, and I should just suffer. They're thinking like that, these pure devotees. Like Shivas Thakur, the neighbors, they were not devotees, some of them. And so they put that paraphernalia for worshiping Durga. Somehow they knew that that would look bad. Although they probably did it themselves. That one guy did it, Gopal Chapala. But Shivas did not take any offense, but he said, no, look, see, I'm worshiping Durga, but everyone's thinking, what do you mean? We know you're not worshiping Durga. So this is the meaning. And it's given in more detail when we read the, like Rishabhdev's teachings, he has the verses. Even the householders, first is describing Mahatseva, just like he's performing this Guru Vandana, says Guru Vandanaya. So that should be done by everybody, but they're not having Guru. That's why we're giving, why Divyang is giving out a book, or anyone's doing any seva, but he's feeling it. Most of us may not be feeling, but they need to get the words of the Guru somehow or other. The words of the Guru are so in Guru Mukha Padma Bhakti Chitti Kori Akya. Therefore, Prabhupada said, give out book. I'm simply asking, where is book? Where is book? Because this is the word of the Guru. Therefore, many devotees are feeling that. Give out the book, give out the book. Otherwise, you can remain happy doing other service. But when people get the message of Prabhupada, he is the Guru giving, he's a Jata Shatru also, like Yudhishthira. In the beginning of the book of the Bhagavatam, it says, Dharma Projita Kaita Vota Paramo Nirmatsam Satam Bejam Vastava Bhakti Sivada. One has to be Nirmatsaranam, non-envious. The whole material world means envy. Ichad Vesha Samuttena Danda Mahina Bharata. Everyone's born into this world envious. Oh, this person. Prabhupada used to point out how the neighbors in L.A., because he spent a lot of time in L.A. temple, sometimes the neighbors would become envious. Oh, they're not working. They're simply going for singing and who knows what, because they don't know what devotees do, but even though they might be there seeing us, but they have no clue what the devotees are doing, what they're feeling. But they're feeling this envy that there's, somehow they're eating, they're sleeping, but they don't work. We have to work very hard. Kashtan kamana hatevid bhujanya. So this is explained so perfectly by Rishabhdev, Bhagavatam, again and again, in different ways. It's like this jewel of Bhagavatam. You manir vibhagena. You're holding it from different angle. Different angle means each shloka, pati shloki, pati akshare. It's non-different from Krishna. Krishna tulyo bhagavata. We shouldn't feel that we don't have relation with Krishna. The more we have relation with Bhagavatam, then we have relation with Krishna. It's developing. Sorapujitani. One wants to become. The devotees were asking Prabhupada about this, the Vishnu Dutas. I was just reading this. Very interesting conversation from Gaurakpur in 71. So they were speaking Ajamil. The Ajamil pastime, the power of the holy name, and how these Vishnu Dutas are going everywhere. So they were asking Prabhupada, if they're four-handed, does that mean that they haven't gotten perfection because they should be two-handed? He said, no, that is not, that's a material way to think. Two-handed, four-handed, a different taste. They have, they're four-handed, they don't envy, they don't, there's no envy there. This, they don't want to become two-handed, they're happy. Just like you might like Kachori, this person, right, like Shraskul, is a different taste. And you have a family, that then they have different, like the father, the mother, but the mother doesn't want to be the father. The children don't want to be like that. So this is completely non-envious spiritual world. The Prabhupada wanted to create this Vaikuntha, Sukhena, Sarva Sukhena. Everywhere within this world, he wanted to create Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha means anxiety. So the more we're having envy, then the more we have anxiety. Or the more we have anxiety. So we, this person has something, or this person has something. And devotees are also having some struggles like that. When Prabhupada would come, then all these different factions and frictions would disappear in his presence. Because he's non-envious. There's no fear, no envy, none of these things. So Rishabhdev is speaking like that. Nayam deho dehabhajan naloke kashtan kamar. They're working very hard due to this envy, due to this coming into this material world. They're working very hard, like he says, like hog. So you have this human body, and Rishabhdev says, then don't act like the hogs and dogs. Tapo dibhyam puttaka. He's telling his son, puttaka yena sattam shudyad brahma sokyam. You want to have this brahma sokyam, you have to give up this struggle based on envy. It's envy. We want so many things for ourselves. So then he goes on to explain Mahantaste, one has to approach the Mahant. So Yudhisthira, he also respected, as given in Gita, Deva Dvija Guru Pragya Pujanam Chochamarga. These are the austerities that one has to perform. He has to worship the superiors. And he's so much advanced that he's lamenting about this. I mean, you couldn't find, I mean, Dhritarashtra is not as bad as Duryodhana, of course, but still, he doesn't want to offend Dhritarashtra. And he's feeling guilty, with explains through these different verses. Narad Muni is going to show up soon, just like Vidura showed up. But Narad Muni will show up, and he'll tell the king that you, some very nice, Makanchana Shucho Raja, and don't lament. Because Narad Muni is also called Bhagavan there, because the pure devotees, when they become such great sadhu like Prabhupada, Narad Muni, they're called also Bhagavan. We don't call Prabhupada Bhagavan, but some great persons are called Bhagavan. So here Narad Muni is known as Bhagavan because he completely represents Bhagavan. Sakshad Hari Tenasamastha. So similarly, Prabhupada is representing Bhagavan perfectly. So we don't call him Bhagavan. Not like that at all. But Narad Muni, he's called Bhagavan. And he's giving his instruction also that don't lament at any time, because people are coming together and then separating. This is the material world. You have very nice relationships. It's difficult for us to understand how he's so respectful that he's worshiping. He wants to worship. I'm sure he would come in and touch the feet of Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra, who caused the battle, and he's such Ajatashatru, his enemy is never born. There was one artist devotee named Ajatashatru. It was kind of humorous in a way, because he was this musket. You ever know him? Nobody knows. He left his body. But he used to work out like 4 or 5 hours a day or something. Paint, very good painter, but he was muscular. But people immediately fearful of him. But his name was Ajatashatru. It was funny. I mean, Prabhupada purposely gave him the name. He didn't really beat devotees, but I know in Italy, when I was in Italy, he and another German devotee, Italians are very intimidated by the Germans. They were always afraid of those guys. I used to think Prabhupada had such a sense of humor. Sometimes he gave these people names, and didn't hardly ever know a person, but sometimes the name was just very funny. Wow. So, but Yudhisthira, he's worshiping these. This reminds me also of this Bhumi, this line here. Tilago Bhumi Rukmai. Rukma Varna Vipra Sutta. Even we have the word Vipra here. And this is a prediction. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking in his Emana Durmati song. Vedera Pratigya. According to Vedas, there's prediction. Those who are intelligent, they understand how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will appear And it's predicted according. So this is the promise. Vedira Pratigya. Vedira Pratigya. Rukma Varna Vipra Sutra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will appear in his golden form. So I have these words here reminding me of that. And also reminding me of how when Bali Maharaj, who's also, he was a universal emperor, and he was giving charity. He offered so many of these type of things, so many things. Island, I can give you an island. He wanted to give Vamanadeva. And then Vamanadeva said, what is all this? He said, one who is, what is it? I forgot the Sanskrit. He said, but one whose senses are uncontrolled, he'll never be satisfied. He said, if I'm not satisfied with 3 steps of land, you just give me my 3 steps of land, sir. I don't want all yours. So many things you're offering me. I can give you islands, wives, villages. What do you want? You're asking me 3 steps of land? Are you crazy? No one from me goes away without being satisfied. You should take all this. But he's showing the example. He didn't want anything. So we're getting so many examples here, even in this verse, in this purport. Prabhupada's very strongly speaking here. The guru, he cuts also. Guru, sometimes Prabhupada said sado means to cut. So he's cutting the, Prabhupada's cutting the Narad Muni will cut. Just like Vidura, he's done his business. He spoke so many of these wonderful verses. So Narad Muni will come, ma kanchanashito rajan. Don't lament at any time, my dear Yudhisthira. Not only all living entities are praying for protection, but their leaders, yasya me, ishitu, everyone is being controlled, yata akhiro paskaranam, just like a player. The Prabhupada points out that it's not just by karma, but Krishna is controlling in this pastime, in this story. And Krishna's controlling the whole situation. Sasang yunakti bhutani sa eva vyunakti cha. All living entities are coming together, just like straws, and then separated. But at the same time, he's so respectful to the elders, even Dhritarashtra, and attached to them. So sometimes it requires even a great person like Yudhisthira, who's no envy, such a perfect king. Still, it says, Griham Pravishto, he entered the house. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Ami Grihana, no, he says, Vani Praveshibo, I will enter the forest. I will leave my Griha. And I will enter the forest to see the pastimes of Krishna dancing with the gopis in the transcendental leelas. How Krishna is dressed so beautifully in the forest. I won't go home anymore. So Mahaprabhu is coming also to free us of these attachments. Most of us are not performing. Of course, the Indians, they have this system. Prabhupada also, he had Brahmananda and Gargamuni paying obeisances to the mother and several other times like that. They weren't used to that. Nobody's used to that, paying such respects, because the parents are also not so great. Especially in the West, the parents are not so wonderful that we have to bow down to the parents and respect them like that. But Prabhupada wanted to create this Vedic society and the children. So the children, you see all the videos where Prabhupada's giving, and you could say coddling. Although Prabhupada used to quote the Chanakya Shloka, he wanted the children to learn all the Chanakya Shloka, that tadane, one should be very strict with the children. Strict, but not beating or anything like that, but keep them so that they learn the shastras. Sradhyaya bhashanam. Besides worshipping the guru, what is the sloka says in the 17th chapter? David, vija guru, pragya, pujanam, chojama, purified. And also it says, sradhyaya bhashanam chai, speaking the shastras. In all circles, one should always quote the shastras. So the children should be trained like that, not just doing some games or something, some system. Prabhupada gave one system, Gurukule, Vasandanta Gorohitam, to do everything for the guru. not simply. Well, if playing is there, that's okay. Prahlad Maharaj is showing the great example that, Prahlad, we simply want to play. So, but Prahlad is saying, no, but you're going to waste your whole life. You know, half your life's wasted sleeping. And he's just 5 years old. He's 5 years old. So Prabhupada wanted that studied by the children. Prabhupada knew this high, great standard. He was, when they're children, yes, you can, they can play, but there has to be also tadane nati lalayat. Should be strict. And then after they're like 15, 16, then they become equal friend. But meanwhile, one should be trained. The children should be trained, not just the slaughterhouse. Like Prabhupada's talking about tea, but this is sort of a mild vice compared to what we have in Kali Yuga. Nothing good can be expected from them. So at least some, we have our day school, this school, that school. But the parents at home have to be very strict or train their kids. What is the sadhana? Without the sadhana, asat sangha tyaga vaishnavachar. The first thing is that one has to give a asat. But if they're always sent to the outside schools, they immediately get the asat sangha, which Lord Chaitanya says, immediately you should give up the asat. Sat sangha chari kaino asate valas te karani lagila karma bandha phas. Narottam Das, in his song, he's saying, we gave up the sat sangha chari kaino asate, and taking pleasure in the asat. So as long as we're taking pleasure in the asat, then te karne lagilo karma bandhan. Then the karma bandhan, the bondage of karma, is accruing more and more, again and again. So Prabhupada said, this is our greatest asset, the children, to have to be trained properly. Some things went wrong, but doesn't mean they cannot be corrected. If some persons become pure enough. So, but Prabhupada said, even if you become pure, there'll always be envious persons. Prahlad Maharaj, the most pure person, little boy and his father, so envious. He's the personification of envy. He wants to kill his little child. He's simply chanting Shravanam Kirtan and Vishnu. But Prahlad Maharaj was a sadhu. He told his father that you should go to the forest. Get out of here. That's what. What did you learn in your school? He said that you are a demon, Asuravarjadeinam. What is it? Tatsaramani Asuravarjadeinam. Sadasamudvigna. You're a big demon. You're always in anxiety due to your envy. Sadasamudvigna sadgrahat. Hitvatna patan grihandasu grihanda kupam. You're living in andakupa, in a blind well. In fact, Raghunath Das Goswami says, near jala, there's no water there. In case you're thinking, well, I fell in the well, I'll get a drink of water. No. He said, it's dry. Nobody can hear you screaming because they're all in their own well. So if you fall in the well. So Prahlad Maharaj spoke like that very strongly to his father's spoke. We also try to speak strongly. Prabhupada said, don't imitate though. Follow in the footsteps. Prabhupada could speak very strongly. Prabhupada could go into a crowd of Bengalis and say that Ramakrishna is a nonsense. Anyone else tries it? It won't happen. It won't work. What? Yeah, Jai Pataka Maharaj tried that. So Prabhupada said, due to Ramakrishna, the whole world has gone to hell. First he said, all of India follows Bengal. Due to Ramakrishna, Vivekananda, the whole of Bengal has gone to hell. Yatramatatapa. You can do whatever you want, Dharidra Narayan. No. It's not that Narayan has become Dharidra. Then why you're making... This is why he's a Jatashatru, because he's seeing everyone in the kingdom, whether they're a cow, like Parikrama Maharaj, the cow, any insect, any rat, mouse, snake, they're equal. You're seeing them equal. This is the sadhu. vidyagane sampadbhamini gavanyastami. Seeing everyone equal, whether they're higher or lower, even that Krishna's Kaviraj is saying, we cannot say which sadhus are higher or lower. He doesn't want to say. Some may be higher or lower. I cannot say who is higher or lower. Lagu and Jaista. There's so many followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One can see who is getting the association. So then Rishabh Devi is saying that, okay, so Mahatsevam Dvara Mahara Mukti. If you worship, take shelter of the Mahants, they may be great sannyasis, that's okay. Even if they're impersonalists, at least they're detached. Prabhupada's giving some credit there. And Rishabh Devi, Mahantaste Samachipta Vimanyava. But Vimanyava, they have to be non-envious. But then we see Ramakrishna, this is not. He's killing the goat. The goat is also Narayan. So, although one can be in some, there might be some great sadhu who is impersonalist, but we see what happens through this impersonal philosophy. But in the very next verse, Yeva mai se krita sohadarta. Even if one is a householder, he should be completely detached. Janeshu de hambaravarti keshu. So one can be a householder, that's okay, but he has to be completely detached from his household life. Yavat artash chaloke priya. He has to be dear to Krishna. To be dear to Krishna, one has to be completely renounced, even if he's in Krihe tako vane tako, sada hari bale. One may be sannyasi, mahan, so many things. Therefore, Prabhupada was giving household life, giving some. But after a short time, he saw that these are not, household is not doing too well. But still, he always encouraged, even to the very end. To the end, he encouraged everybody, whether you're a householder or you are renounced sannyasi, so many things. Everyone can become a sadhu. Sadhu is that most of the time in India, they think sadhu is renowned, where is that from? Therefore, Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Sannyasa kritchamo shanto. And he's shanto, peaceful. So whether one is householder, whatever he is, he has to be prashanta or shanta. Sannyasa kritchamo shanto. So Mahaprabhu took sannyas because they weren't respectful. And so, therefore, vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam. He's giving us this vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam. One can take to bhakti yoga, whoever he is. Prabhupada said, the impersonalists, they are saying, first take up this sannyas, and then you can become a sadhu. But bhakti yoga, everyone is sadhu. Yoginam api sarvesham. Anyone who is the topmost yogi, who is madgat tanantaratman, thinking of Krishna again, so he can become sadhu. But he should not remain always like that, forever and now. Sometimes Prabhupada said the great personalities, they can remain in household life. So we're all thinking we're great personalities, we're remaining in household life. But factually, one has to be totally detached. Whether he's wearing white, whether he's wearing sadhu, he's sadhu. Prabhupada said what his godbrothers could not do as sannyasis, then his householders are doing. Starting so many temples. He was always encouraging. According to time and place. So these sadhus. Vimanyava. No envy. Vimanyava. Suri. Titikshava karunika. Always merciful. Nityananda was preaching and he was getting hit in the head. That's okay. He was sitting there like his child. But Mahaprabhu was coming to destroy them. Still, he protected Jagai Maharaj. He didn't think of his own self. So similarly, here is Yudhishthira. He still wants to offer respects to Dhritarashtra. So many things in one verse, in one story, we get every angle. What to speak of the whole Bhagavatam, many, many Nana Shastrakai, Nana Artakai, many understandings are there. By one verse, Pratishloki, one word, Bhagavatam is always teaching. Okay, so if anyone's commandeering the microphone, if anyone has questions. Resign. Okay. Hare Krishna. There's no nobody there with the microphone. There's an answer. There's a statement. No.
I have a question. Let me, you say Ajatasattva was Santa, but how come when Yudhishthira Maharaj sent Bhima to kill Jarasandha, that's not a in that well, category?
Prabhupada brings out also that Arjuna and Yudhishthira, they did not want to do this war. Krishna was, he pushed them to do the war because it had to be done, show the dharma of the Kshatriyas. Otherwise they didn't really care.
So Yudhishthira doesn't have, but Krishna has enemy?
Krishna doesn't have enemy, but he's dharma samstar panak daya sambhavami yuge yuge. He's Krishna, he's coming like that. Vinashaya to Duskritam, he's got to come and kill all the Duskritis. Right? What's the first line? Paritranaya sadhunam. He's coming to save the sadhus, whether they're wearing white or saffron or in between. Now it's a funny story because there was one guy in Duhu, one Western devotee, so he was wearing a white kurta and saffron dhoti. So somebody asked me, somehow they asked me, ask him why he's doing like that. I don't know why people ask me to do things like that, but they figure I'm too crazy, I would do it, and they won't do it. So I said, why are you doing like that? He said, well, I'm not really a brahmachari so much, you know. And he showed me he was carrying this book around all the time, all the time. It was the Kama Sutra. I said, yeah. Maybe you should wear all white if you're carrying Kama Sutra. Who was doing that? You want to know right now on the microphone? The whole world will find out. Okay, anything else?
In reference to the sadhu, this one lecture, Prabhupada says very funny, sadhu doesn't mean saffron cloth. You know, it doesn't mean...
Wait a minute, what did you just say?
In reference.
Yeah.
Or the sadhu, Srila Prabhupada in one lecture...
He said what?
He says, sadhu doesn't mean saffron cloth. Or three legs, two heads. But anyway, he says also in reference to the brahmachari, he says Kapila, there he was a brahmachari. Brahma was a householder, and Shiva, it goes on and on like that. He was a householder.
Yeah, in the 12 Mahajans, no one's really a sannyasi. There's only Kumara is a brahmachari, Kapila is a brahmachari.
Yeah. Narada Muni, brahmachari.
Narada Muni is brahmachari.
He goes like that, on and on.
It says in Chaitanya-charamrita, and Bhakti Siddhanta got so much criticism because it says that those who renounced, they don't wear even saffron. They don't wear red. Rakta, what is it? Rakta Gela? Pari? They don't wear reddish. They don't wear saffron. And all those Babaji's and renunciates, they wore white up to the time of Bhakti Siddhanta. He introduced saffron. So cloth is just cloth, you know. What is that verse? It's in Chaitanya-charamrita. When the Pari Naju Jai. What is that verse? No. He doesn't wear reddish cloth. But that verse. Naju Jai Rakta Bastra Naju Jai. That's where the Jagadanda Pandit and Sanatana Goswami and Sanatana Goswami was wearing a reddish cloth. of a sannyasi, but it was Mukunda Saraswati. So Jagadananda Pandit, he asked him, oh, this must be a cloth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, no, Mukunda Saraswati gave me this. He was wearing like a turban. And so Jagadananda picked up a big heavy pan to beat him with it. Can you imagine? He's going to beat Sanatana Goswami because he's not wearing the cloth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sanatana Goswami said, just see, you are such an intimate associate of Mahaprabhu. You cannot bear even that I'm not wearing the cloth of Mahaprabhu. Wow. So then that, I think that verse comes. That anyway. Anything else? Okay. Hare Krishna.